Hi everyone, it's Joel at Code Break. Welcome to another episode of Break It Down. I'm with Becca today. Hi Becca.
Yeah, you're right.
Today we're going to be talking about the power of print, how print can help your business, is print dead, all the things you need to know. So Becca, you alright?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not so bad. What have you been up to?
How was the film last night, more importantly?
Yeah, it's good.
No spoilers.
Went to see Avengers Endgame last night. Blog on the website if you want to read it. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Why? People are going to disagree with that. Yeah. It's been hyped up so much.
Everyone's going to disagree. just wasn't for me. It wasn't as cohesive as the other films.
Yeah.
They tried to tie up too many points. They wanted you to be sort of emotionally exposed, but because of so much going on,
okay.
It wasn't. And it's not Batman, is it? Let's face it.
Well, I'm not a massive Marvel fan, but I know my boyfriend's very excited to watch it. So, yeah, maybe we'll get a few more viewpoints in the office.
Yeah, just
when Andy goes.
Don't tell him what I've said. So what have you been up to?
Not a lot really, just pottering around, carrying on with my marketing assignments and stuff.
Yeah.
Just keeping myself nice and busy really.
Nice one.
But I see you've been getting obsessed with spin class.
I guess this podcast will probably go after, but I'm getting married soon. And so, yeah, spinning a lot. And in pain a lot. So,
morning and night spinning.
Yeah, night spinning, bit of football. Talking about it way too much, putting myself under too much pressure. Yeah, just constant hell, really. But
no pain, no gain, Joel. That's what
right.
I say.
Yeah, so anyway, that's enough about me.
Yeah, print.
Print, yeah. So, obviously we're big kind of fans of print.
Definitely.
I mean, my background is graphic design for print.
Yeah.
So, even when it does die, I will refuse to accept that. Yeah. Codebreak does a monthly printed newsletter.
Yeah.
Really good reason for that is that nobody else is doing it anymore.
Exactly. It's very much people think that print's been, not left for dead, but now that like digital technology and things, people think they don't need to do it.
Yeah.
But the reality is getting an envelope in the post with a nice little newsletter or something makes so much more difference to an email that's not read, really.
And I think there's a lot to be said for people undervalued print in the first place. So they were perhaps getting it done on the cheap or not thinking about how it impacts their brand.
Yeah.
And actually, if you speak to a good printer and you can talk to them about the stock, the materials, the finishing, the kind of effects that they can do, the cuts they can do, the folds they can do, you can achieve some pretty amazing things for what's fairly affordable for most businesses. And that feeds into simple things, business cards, pop-up banners, exhibition stands, all the things that a business needs that create an impression.
Are business takeaways, aren't they, really? So if you're an expo and you get handed a really nice business card, that's one you're going to take notice of. You're not going to... One that's a bit kind of rough and not ideal, it doesn't stick.
And people do notice. I mean, I've bumped into people who said, well, I've got LinkedIn, I don't need a business card.
No.
And, well, they clearly don't live in Shropshire for once. But it's not really, they're missing the point.
Yeah.
If you pick up a really high quality business card, really well finished, really well thought out, information portrayed on brand in a presentable way, actually that goes a long way. It creates an impression where there's not many LinkedIn profiles you land on that initially create a tangible impression. It's that sense of feel, I think, that you can't get with digital.
It's the quality as well. Like you've said, quality business cards, quality services, really.
Yeah. I mean, we work with a restaurant on their menus, and I know for a fact that when they printed it on craft paper to a certain standard with a nice finish, it impacted the value of the perceived value of their product.
Yeah.
Where now they've decided to cut corners and they're just printing it off on A4 and sticking it on a clipboard.
Not the same.
you're not going to be able to charge £20, £25, £30 for that dish, because the people sat at the table, their initial thought is, well, you've just scribbled this on a bit of paper, photocopied it and put it on a clipboard. And people forget that perception is reality, that, you know, you get what you pay for. And sometimes you have to build a picture and build a story for the consumer to sort of buy into what you're doing.
Exactly. It's the little things that mean a lot more to some business owners, like especially in Shropshire.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in London it may be different, or, you know, massive cities, but Shropshire's quite a...
Yeah, I mean, I went to an expo the other day, and the guy, there was 1,500 people in the room, and the guy on the stage said, everybody turn on the LinkedIn feature to show you who's live nearby. And it was brilliant. I connected with loads of people all at once, super. And you couldn't do that with a business card.
No.
But I've since found out that 9 out of 10 of those people, probably not the best connections I've ever had. I had no idea of what I was connecting with at the time. I've got no sense of kind of how much pride they have in their work, their business, who their marketplace is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no shame in a less expensive type of print. If you're a value brand, a supermarket that's sending out your weekly offers to, say, elderly people in the area who perhaps otherwise wouldn't see those offers, absolutely print it on lesser stock at a lower quality, because it aligns with your brand. But then if you're an estate agent only dealing with properties over £500,000, and you show up with a bit of tissue paper for a business card and a folder that looks like it's going to fall apart,
it's not going to go down well.
Yeah.
No way.
Exactly.
It is all about just, it just makes a difference having something that's quality and that's, that's good enough to portray your business.
I mean, to get it over to listeners who perhaps think we're talking rubbish, it's a bit like if you receive a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
And a box of chocolates from a value supermarket comes in a naff box.
It's normally like the plainest colours.
Yeah.
And like really rubbishy.
Yeah, it looks a bit imitation.
Yeah.
The tray inside is that horrible brown recycled plastic.
But when you pick it up, it like bends over.
Yeah. if you go to Hotel Chocolat or Thornton's, if you're not, you know, wherever really, and you buy a box of chocolates from them, it's an experience. You get a stunning box. The inlay will be amazing. The chocolates will be individually wrapped.
They
have
a ribbon on it as well, don't they?
And you can't sell that digitally. You can't get that experience across. I mean, you can try. You can get as close to it as possible with video. But the tangible feel of that box and the experience of opening that box is unreal. And you'll see it with loads of stuff. iPhones are a really good example. They come in amazing packaging.
Yeah.
You're seeing it a lot with the beauty industry now, that they're all selling the same thing, but the way they package it and the way they put it together, the way they advertise it in print, massively differentiates their product.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're selling you the same product in two different ways. So, you know, aimed at men, aimed at women, simple. Yeah. But digital can do that, but you lose that tangible element. And that's always going to count for something.
There is always sort of the mix of the digital methods, like the videos and emails and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the people that go back to sort of the traditional marketing
and
things like that, you know, some customers may not be quite on board with digital things. Like, I don't know, you might get an estate agent run by family.
Yeah.
The younger generation are really hot on their emails. But if you've got sort of an older generation of directors and stuff, they'll be more, you know, more interested in your brand if it is something they can have. Maybe something they get delivered, like with our newsletters or something.
Yeah, I mean, picking up on that point though, I mean, you're not particularly old.
No, I know.
I bet if somebody sent you an email advertising something, or if they sent you a really well-packaged letter, the letter would resonate more than the email.
Yeah, I love getting post, because I don't get post. The only post I get is bills.
There you go. And that's the difference. Everyone used to get what was called junk mail.
Yeah.
You don't really get junk mail. I mean, I get the occasional leaflet off the local politician. Yeah. And that's says more about politics than it does about print. But you just don't get it, and there's so much you can achieve with it. It's amazing. I bought a graphic design book the other day. It's in our library at the office, actually. And just looking at all these different photos of brilliant design from around the world on really nice paper in a book.
Yeah.
It's so different to me scrolling through Google, looking at exactly the same thing.
I've actually, for Christmas, my boyfriend's mum bought me a book all about like fashion from like hundreds of years ago and through the decades. And it's this massive, thick, you know, about 300 page book. And it's actually got silk. The front cover's like a printed silk.
Yeah.
And like, I've not read it, but just looking at it when it's silk, it's made such a difference to me actually thinking that's, you know, that's something nice. It's nice and expensive. It's made me want to read it a bit more just because a little bit of effort. Because,
yeah.
I mean, fabric, silk, that kind of stuff, it all ties in.
Well.
But it's so such a simple idea that's...
It's funny you should say that. We have, our business cards have a soft touch laminate finish, which makes them feel like they've got depth, like they're a little bit squishy. And lots of people's business cards generally have a matte laminate finish, which is just a plain coating. To say, and the amount of people that pick up our business cards go, well, these feel a bit different, and they haven't even looked at it yet, they just felt that it feels a bit different. And then you'll see people doing inlays, doing foils, all sorts of things that can really make a difference. And some of the industries we get involved with, you know, the food industry, the wedding industry, the hospitality industry, these little things that actually, you know, on a business card level cost you
peanuts.
Yeah, less than a quarter of a penny per unit to implement, but actually make that much difference because your competitors aren't doing it.
Exactly.
It's amazing where there's no kind of thought process for, say, a Facebook advert or a LinkedIn advert or even a print advert in a newspaper. Yeah. That you've got no control over the material or the quality at that point.
Yeah.
It's just the content. Where the experience of being able to control content, colour, material, finishing, and delivery—that's a powerful tool that people forget about.
Definitely, like you can get business cards that are shaped and stuff now. And I think that's—I know that's really simple, but I swear I've seen one once, and it was a company's branding was like quite a few squares and like cubes and things, and the corner of their business card was like cut out loads of squares.
Yeah.
And it was so simple, and obviously probably didn't take much, but it lined in so well with their brand, sort of, you know, what they go for. And it is just little things that do make such a difference.
I mean, I've bought a suit recently, obviously, and the company I was dealing with had a printed brochure. And the brochure that came with, you know, a little note personally written to me. Oh. The brochure was really nice. Different pages were made from different stocks of paper to match the range that was within the brochure. So they had obviously their summer collection, let's say. They had their fashion collection, which was like their edgy suits. Didn't buy one of those. they had, you know, their clearance section, so probably their winter collection that's not in anymore. And they were all on different types of material. It was all paper, but different stocks of paper. And immediately it gave me another touch point with each section. It was almost like color-coded, but by feel. And you just, that's such a cool thing to have done.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone doing that, to be honest. And that, that's good. That's really, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, there's so much you can achieve. And you see it with so many products as well, and just things, you know, go into a supermarket and look at how things are marketed, how they're lined up, what products go next to what products, which brands are buying the ends of the aisles, what they're doing with their packaging, their print, what they're doing with their promotions around the store, do they have any pop-up stands, that kind of thing, points of sale. And suddenly you realise that print's not dead at all.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's really important. You can achieve a lot with it. And it should be part of your overall marketing strategy, really.
Yeah. Well, for us, our newsletter that we do every month, even just getting involved with it, making it, writing the articles, that kind of stuff, it's a bit of fun for us guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when there's nothing better than when it arrives and we all kind of run to the box, Emily opens it and we're all there like, oh, we want to read it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is exciting and, yeah.
But I mean, equally, we've got Cobrick branded posters, coasters even, pens, we've got pop-up banner, we've got an exhibition stand, we've got our business cards, tablecloth, letterhead, all of this printed material that, well, we know we show up at expos and people go, wow, that's a loud stand.
That's
and it's
bright.
Very, very branded. And it's like, well, it didn't cost us the earth. Why aren't you doing exactly. this?
You'd be silly to turn up without the whole shebang, without the whole loud noise. Yeah. This is who we are. This is what we do.
You know, you're willing to spend £800 on a newspaper advert, but for less than that, you could have
kitted
out your entire exhibition space. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
But even just meeting clients and things, like you said, with the pens and stuff like that, when we go see like new guys, prospects and stuff, you know, a simple little coaster, a pen.
I've been to a client today. I knew they got four members of staff. Mm. Took four coasters, four pens, left it there. He might put them in the bin, but bet he won't.
Pen's a pen, everyone loves it.
I also tricked him because I went there armed with one of his pens to show that we use his, but you know.
A little subliminal message that you should use yours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So is there any examples of print that you really like that you've seen or things you've received or...?
I think, I'm not so sure if I like it, but one thing that has kind of stuck with, and I think loads of people probably my age will say, is the Argus catalogue.
Yeah.
It is still going on. And I remember when I was younger, I'd be there at Christmas with my highlighter, circling all the bits I wanted. I'm sure Emily did it too. But
do people still do that?
I don't think they do that, but my mum still gets the catalogue and she will still sit there every time it comes, every few months.
Because I used to hate getting the Argos catalogue when I was younger because it was massive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's crazy to think that, you know, when Argos started, they bought the catalogue out.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I don't know how long they've been going, but however many years later, it is still going
still
on.
Still a relevant product.
And
yeah.
it's still, when the new catalogue's out, it's still a big thing. Like their TV advert is like, new catalogue out for spring.
Do you remember the Next catalogue? I don't think they do it anymore. That was hardback.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a beast.
I don't think we ever got a Next.
You had to pay for it as well. Just unbelievable. And the Littlewoods catalogue that used to come.
Oh, I remember Littlewoods.
I think Amazon's probably crushed a few of these ideas, but. Yeah, I mean, I guarantee though, if you're in a niche industry and you sent out a catalogue, it would make an impact. People would be surprised. And you still see it in trade industries. You know, Wix still send a catalogue. You still get, you know, Juicen still send a catalogue.
I think Screwfix do as
Screwfix
well.
Screwfix send a catalogue, yeah. And there's a reason for it. Mm. You know, these are people who perhaps are working out on the road, they've only got their phones. Their phones are probably smashed.
Got dirt all over the screen.
Yeah, so they just want to flick through a catalogue, ring up,
place
an order, put the order number in, go and collect. Mm. And there's a lot to be said for that as well. That's something that people forget. And I mean, something I thought about the other day, we obviously deal with a lot of service industry, solicitors, accountants, things like that. And when you engage with a solicitor or an accountant or a financial advisor or something like that, a simple thing they could do is provide you with a welcome pack. So here's our letter of engagement.
Yeah.
Here's what we offer, what we're about. Here's some of the services you might not have thought about. Here's a free pen, all in a little pack. There you go.
Yeah.
You can't do that in an email.
No.
You could say it all, but it wouldn't get read.
It'd be too long. People don't have time for big emails now.
I mean, one thing we've seen drop through the door recently is a brochure, when you open it, it's a screen with videos on it.
Yeah.
I think that might be too extreme the other way, but I mean, that's environmentally an absolute disaster, but at least with most print, you can use recycled materials now. You know, that's something.
It's getting big, the environment.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the fact that our couriers are carbon neutral. Mm-hmm. We print on recycled stock.
Yeah.
We use organic, eco-friendly inks. There's lots of steps you can take now that you forget what kind of footprint some of this digital stuff has. So.
Yeah, but I get the Kath Kidston little tiny little brochure about every month or so.
Yeah,
and because I used to buy quite a few bags from there, so they've obviously kept me like on their list. And they used to send emails, but now they've started sending out like little booklets and things.
Yeah,
and they are the prettiest booklets I've ever seen. Like they're printed on really nice card.
Yeah.
And because Kath Kidston is all about like floral patterns and things like that, all throughout the booklet is just patterns and colours, and it's a really nice to look at because of the content they've got in it, but also because it's nice to just flick through, and it's simple, but the patterns.
Yeah. And what impression does that give you of their brand?
See, I love them. I love getting that in the post because there's always a nice little discount on the back as well.
There's nothing more to say then, is there? So, yeah. The power of print, definitely still strong. If you want to know more about print, definitely give us a call at CodeBreak. We'd love to talk to you about print. Print's a big passion of mine. There's people in the team here that can help. Anything more than that, Becca?
Don't think so. I think we covered most of the things.
Yeah. thanks for listening. Speak to you again soon.
Bye.